Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and today's episode is another classic from our previous host, Christian Sager. These days, with printing and digital technologies being what they are, books can be very affordable. But when you get into collector territory, prices can be astounding. Today's question is, what is the most expensive book in the world?
Hey, Brainstuff, it's me, Christian Sager. Sometimes I like to imagine that long after I'm dead, a wealthy philanthropist is going to buy my diary for millions of dollars and lend it to museums across the planet. Then everyone would finally know the answer to today's question. What is the most expensive book in the world? Something by William Shakespeare? The Necronomicon? Twilight New Moon? Well, it all depends on if the book is printed or if it's handwritten. If we're talking books that have had multiple copies printed, then the answer is the Bay Psalm book, which sold for more than $14 million in November of 2013. It was originally printed by Puritans in Cambridge, Massachusetts in 1640. Seeking religious freedom, these settlers wanted their own translation of the Old Testament. Today, there are only 11 copies remaining, and it is considered the first book printed in America. But if we include one-of-a-kind handwritten texts, then the Bay Psalm book isn't even worth half the value of the most expensive book ever sold. That title goes to Leonardo da Vinci's Codex Lester, which sold for $30.8 million in 1994 to a little-known computer programmer by the name of Bill Gates. Adjust that amount for inflation, and today, the Codex is almost worth $50 million. In fact, that's $49,528,561.40, if you want to be technical. It's an unbound 72-page notebook filled with Da Vinci's drawings and thoughts, mainly about how to move water. Yeah, the most expensive book in the world is basically a plumbing manual. More on that in a minute. A lot of Da Vinci's writing was lost to history, almost half of it, in fact. So the Codex Leicester is mainly important because it's a single collection of his focused ideas. The Codex is written, like many of Da Vinci's works, in something called mirror hand. All the letters are reversed, and it's written from right to left. So the only way you can read it is when it's held up to a mirror, and you probably need a fluency in antiquated Italian as well. So it's a book about water that's written backwards. Well, to be fair, that's oversimplifying things a bit. It's primarily about how astronomy and geology relate to water, considering the functionality of tides, eddies, and dams. Really, Da Vinci was trying to figure out how to harness the power of moving water. He demonstrates how pressure increases with depth in a fluid, and the Codex examines configurations of siphons and differently shaped pipes. He's particularly interested in the fluid mechanics of how water moves around obstacles. This manuscript was first purchased in 1717 by a guy named Thomas Coke, who later became the Earl of Leicester, hence the title Codex Leicester. But in 1980, an art collector named Armand Hammer bought it, changing its name to the more badass Codex Hammer. This only lasted 14 years, though, until Gates bought it and changed it back. Then he made it into a screensaver for Windows 95. Actually, Gates seems genuinely inspired by Da Vinci's example of pushing himself to find more knowledge. He's even loaned the book to a number of museums over the years so it can be viewed and studied by the public. So that's the most expensive book in the world for now, until the Codex Sager hits the Sotheby's auction block.
Today's episode was written by Christian and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.